I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gonna go get it. No kidding.
Good morning, podcast audience. National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This is branch president Kenny Hodge with an interesting podcast. Hopefully, you get your Saturday off to an excellent start.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gonna go get it. No kidding.
Why don't we just talk about whatever it is that's going on in your office that the Postal Service thinks only your office knows about? Let's make it public, because the more we share stories of this type, the greater awareness as a cohesive mail handler unit, mail handler union, mail handler group we will become. Hey, listen, Columbus, Ohio, look around your work area. I hope you are aware of how your facility is changing. And when I say changing, I'm not necessarily talking for the good. I got to tell you that there seems to be kind of a laissez-faire attitude to how your actual bid assignment is slowly being dissolved away. Hear what I'm saying to you. You work on the dock. You now dispatch mail from the USM, Universal Sorter, the bundle sorters. They do try to keep you off the apps, but you dispatch off the apps also. That's not what your bid is, folks. And I don't know what it is that needs to happen so we come together to understand that as long as there are bids, then that's what we should be doing primarily. You see, the Postal Service has allocated hours to that plant based on those bids. And I got to tell you, the more we allow management to just intermingle or interweave, interwoven, into however you want to say it, our bids, what's going to happen is one day we're going to come to work and we're just going to come to work. And when you get to work, the supervisor is going to give you an assignment and then change it every 10 to 15 minutes, because we have become so lackadaisical with ensuring that we perform our bid jobs. And let me say this to you before anybody starts that nonsense. I understand part of every bid job is other duties as assigned. I'm not saying that. But again, you have a bid. And if you are working on the apps and there is mail in your unit, you are gainfully employed, and all of a sudden now, you start getting paged to the North Dock because mail is in. Well, see, that's a North Dock forklift jack tractor operator's responsibilities. So now you have to stop what you're doing and move out to another work assignment to bring mail in. I'm simply saying that's not your bid. Now, if the Postal Service at a national level want to dissolve these bids and then negotiate to change them, well, that's a horse of a different color. But this is what we have right now. And it saddens me because management sells the employees on that nonsense that we have to work together to save the company. Yeah, listen what I say. I'm going to say it again. Management sells employees on that nonsense that we have to work together to save this company because, notice, comma, not a period. Management consistently makes so many bad decisions that one thing at least I'll give them credit for is they do understand that the only way we're going to save this organization is off the back of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, the American Postal Workers Union, National Association of Letter Carriers, Rural Carriers. I mean, these are the postal police, the workers. We're the ones that's going to save this place, folks. They understand that, but they still don't understand how they should treat us so that they get that phrase I like to talk about, discretionary effort in greater amounts on a more consistent basis. Hey, I'll start the podcast off telling you about what I call some slick crap. Yes, slick crap that's taking place in Columbus, Ohio right now. They are attempting to post level 5 group leader bids. Not attempting, they're posted, and I'm pretty sure they should be awarded. They were awarded, I'm sorry. Level 5 group leader bids with no mail handlers. See, I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, maybe I'm old school. But see, I always thought in order for a group leader to be a group leader, one of the main criteria was that you have 5 or more group mail handlers in a group. Columbus Post Office has now made or created group leaders that are responsible for driverless equipment. I know if you're listening to the podcast or hearing this for the first time, you'd probably swear we're talking about a maintenance operation, which would fall under APW. But no, we're talking about a National Postal Mail Handlers Union level 5 group leader job, and one of your main duties and responsibilities is to babysit, for lack of a better phrase, there's a lot of things that you're going to be doing. A piece of mail handler less equipment. So I want you to take a job to help me monitor so I can get rid of more mail handlers. That was a pretty gutsy call, Post Office. But it looks like you might have pulled it off. How can that happen? Where was the union on that? Where's the fight on that? And let me say, trying to be fair, if there was a fight, I'm just not aware of it. If there was a fight, a lot of people in Columbus, Ohio, is just not aware of it. So I'm trying to give it the benefit of doubt, but trust me. But I will say, again, as I tip the scale towards the agency, people bid on those jobs. There seemed to be some genuine excitement about level 5 group leader jobs that violate the job description of a level 5. And let me say this to you. I'm trying to make light of the fact, but what I'm really saying is that's because we don't spend enough time educating our members on things other than the immediate grievance at hand. See, we don't spend time educating members as far as telling, this is your job. Understand your job and then do your job. Because if you do your job, you will probably save yourself a lot of aggravation and a lot of headaches dealing with unprepared supervisors who want to have you do every job or any job. And then they come at you with the common sense module or the common sense logic. Hey, listen, let me explain something to you. Excuse me. If we were going to use common sense, but nonetheless, they want to come at you with something other than what your contract is. And as a mail handler leader, I want to say to the folks, you got to pick up your contract. You got to pick up your job description. Learn your job. If you learn your job and perform your job, we can save our jobs. Does that make sense? If you learn your job and you perform your job, again, if you work on the North Dock, well, guess what? If you're not stretched out between the North Dock, South Dock, West Dock, dispatching mail off of machinery, maybe you can concentrate and stay focused, ensuring you get 100% scans as you bring everything off the truck. See, right now, we work in an environment where, again, the pace is trying to be pushed unsafely or at a point where it doesn't matter if we complete the project, just get it moved out of the way. See, it doesn't matter sometimes if I'm short drivers and whoever's driving by don't have a scanner and I miss a scan. But the supervisor will ask you to take that mail knowing you have no scanner, because since everybody has to be multitasking, they assume it's better to get it where it needs to go with no record or no scan than to have it miss the truck and stay in Columbus. I'm not trying to get too technical, but I want you to understand that if you, as a mail handler, again, if you think I'm just on this microphone bumping my gums just to be having something to do, here's a personal challenge. Any day, doesn't matter, today, tomorrow, next week, next month, but hopefully before the election, so you know that there's something to this 180 degrees new direction. You make a commitment to yourself today, just today. I'm going to go to work and perform my job with 100% attention to safety and performing my job in a proper manner. See if you can do it one day. I mean, that's how off-center everything we do in the post office really is. And I know that sounds simple, but I guarantee most of us can't go more than an hour, maybe 2 hours. But again, hit me up on Facebook and let me know how that goes. And here's a little challenge. Again, it's for, as we say in the military, it's for shits and giggles. Something fun to do. Don't cost you anything. Go pick a day. Before you swipe in and begin to say, today is the day I'm going to work safe. I'm not going to commit any safety infractions. If it's not safe, I'm not going to do it. I mean, today is that day that I'm going to perform my job as I am supposed to. No, I'm not going to be zooming around that post office with a double stack load of pallets on a forklift. No, I'm not going to do that today. Today, I'm going to work safe. Watch how your day turns out. Then you'll get a look at what's really needed in order to make the U.S. Postal Service a viable business again. And what I mean by that is I think they've lost the way on that, trying to mix service and productivity. And I guess they said if we can't have both, we'll take the productivity. Hey, before I get off this podcast, I'd be remiss in my duties as a man if I didn't reach out just for a minute or two to the APWU Stewart in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, on national podcast, don't know what the issue was here, but if you want to step in and assist members, I mean, that's, I guess, part of what your duties and responsibilities are. But I don't interfere with APWU's business. I assist any post employee who wants to talk to me. So I wish you would kind of relax, take an exception, for lack of a better phrase, to members contacting me, and then you kind of going out of your way to discourage that. If you would actually assess the situation, the member has two different resources assisting trying to resolve an issue. So, hey, we've enjoyed a pretty harmonious relationship in the past. It would be good if that continued. And that's my Saturday morning podcast. Again, employees, we have to be aware of our work environment, and we have to address these infractions before they snowball out of control. And I want you to know from where I am positioned, it's on that downward slope going out of control again, because no one ever gave us a platform to describe our displeasurement with how violations are occurring on such a consistent basis in Columbus, Ohio. Well, 180 degrees, new direction. I'm trying to prepare and present that platform. I just need mail handlers, clerks, carriers, it doesn't matter, all post employees to speak up and let's grow this platform.